friend. And speaking of baseball, Braves come back 6-4 road trip, and now we need the latest on Austin Riley. Takes a 95-mile-an-hour fastball off his wrist, and you know, guys, there's a lot of bones in there. So X-rays inconclusive, and that's all we need is another one.
I'm sitting there in the basement, me and the dog, and I've got the Braves game on, and I just screamed out an expletive as soon as I said you blank. Like I was just so they have to, and there was a moment, and me and Mike were going back there and watching stuff this morning on it, and Arcia, I mean, absolutely gets into one, and it should have been in the gap, right? Should have been a gapper, and the right fielder makes a great dive and play, and Arcia's seen in the dugout slamming his helmet.
Yeah, he was upset, man.
And Mike brought it up to me, and I said, "Oh, I go, you, I feel the frustration because they are playing snake bitten." Everything that could happen to this team, every hurdle or obstacle keeps getting thrown in their way. And at this point, if they get to the playoffs with half of the opening day roster starters, I think you might be happy because
still two games up in the wild card, by the way.
Yeah, and you're only 2.5 out of the second wild card with Diamondbacks,
seven behind the Phillies, who lost yesterday to the Nats,
rolling in here for a 3-game set. And so, maybe Lopez will be back Tuesday. Maybe that's what I'd read some David Bryan. But you just got to feel like how much more can be thrown at this team?
Yeah, it's time for an exorcism. We need to call in a Catholic priest.
We need
five Catholic priests.
Is that what it is? They said preliminary image is inconclusive, which leads me to believe that, and I've been in some of these settings. Sometimes when you're at these stadiums, they don't have like the greatest, X-ray machines. It's just kind of one of these, that they have for just small images and things like that.
You know, they actually took him to a clinic like around the corner.
Is that what they did?
The game. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
what, a wellness clinic?
Like that. Yeah. The 24-hour wellness.
24-hour, the urgent
care. He's sitting out there with the woman and the crying baby with his Braves uniform on, just waiting.
You think they sent somebody with him? I know.
Real talk. We had a kid when I was coaching high school ball a few years ago, snapped his arm. Like, I mean, just a wicked snap.
Eesh.
And, we text him like 3 or 4 hours later. You know, he goes straight to the hospital, 3 or 4 hours. Oh, I'm still in the waiting room. Like, what? Like, you snapped your humerus like a toothpick.
Oh my God.
They gave me some ice and some pain medication. I'm just sitting in the waiting room. I'm like, this is the most ridiculous thing I ever heard. Like, get this kid back to emergency surgery.
They rubbed some mud on it, too, for him while he was waiting?
I guess so, man. Got, ended up having surgery the middle of the night once they saw him. They're like, oh, yeah, this is going to have to be operated. Might need a rod in there. Go ahead and head back. Start your drip. Like, my gosh, man, get this guy in the back.
No, I just can't. I don't know what else to say. I mean, they won. I thought it was a good win yesterday too.
Massive.
It was a win.
Massive win.
A series win. Your bats were a little off yesterday, but you actually, and everybody yells and about how this team plays. You gotta play more small ball. Well, if you watched yesterday, that is exactly what they did. Olsen came up with an opposite field hit on the first inning on a sinker that scored
good
a run.
Piece of hitting, yeah.
Laureano hits another solo shot. He's had a little pep in his step lately, which is good to see because you give him Duvall days off, and I don't know how long he'll be for this team.
Soler may be back.
Hopefully, you need him back because he would miss the entire weekend. And then Rob, you load the bases and Kelnick. He put a rod into one, but all he did was make contact, put it out there, sack fly, and you were able to win the game 3-1.
That's one of the warning track in center.
Yeah. So, I mean, and Morton gave you as much as he – I think it was interesting they took him out when they did. Me and Mike had this conversation, but he gave you 5 1/3 pretty good innings. He got in a little bit of trouble in that fifth inning.
Well,
but
he got out of the bases loaded jam and coached that double play to end the inning.
That was the biggest play. That might have been the biggest play of the year, Rob. I was telling that to Bo, and I watched a little bit yesterday after the kid's birthday party, and I'm like, this craziness going on in my house, and I'm just that guy standing behind the couch peering at the TV in the living room going, oh, my God, if they don't get out of this. Well, the runs, like, it's, the offense has had so many ups and downs, and I know they've had times in the last week plus and on this road trip that they've exploded, but yesterday was not one of them. And especially as bad as Kukanovich or however you say the starting pitcher's name yesterday, I've butchered that name 3 times already this morning. But Look, when they rolled that double play over in the fifth inning with Charlie Morton, the way he had been throwing the ball early and then all of a sudden loses his grip on it in the fifth inning, I was like, that might have been the biggest ground ball of the entire season when Morton got it to roll.
Another good series for the most part from your starting pitching. I mean, you look at you had, what about, 16 to 17 innings from the three, and they only gave up 6 earned runs. I know Schwellenbach struggled a little bit on Friday, but still gave you 5 innings and struck out 8, only walked 2. But Chris Sale continues his dominance, Rob. 10 strikeouts again on Saturday.
Why don't we come back and brag on him?
Yeah, then we'll get into some of this Baltimore Falcons game. What we saw.
I know that beautiful metropolis is known as. Did you at least get some crab cakes?
Well, I can't eat crab cakes, but
why?
Because they're crab and that's shellfish, and I'm allergic.
Oh, are you?
But Gordon Robinson, who was with us, he engineered the game for us. He got crab cakes, and I found the most expensive bacon in the world.
All right, that's coming up next on the Morning Shift, Sports Radio 1990 Game.